This week, there's been a flurry of blog posts and Trio chatter bemoaning the passing of E3. E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, the annual mating ritual that sprung Venus-like from the shell of the Consumer Electronics Show and redefined the notion of trade show excess for thousands of jaded, over-caffeinated game geeks and their very rich patrons. But if E3 was a Venus, she wasn't a Botticelli, she was a booth babe. The Venus of video games emerged from her pearly shell, strapped in studded leather and wielding a chain gun. But despite this year's highly publicized prohibition against excessive skin and loud music, E3's demise wasn't about too much sex, it was about not enough money. The fact is, E3 is pulling its own plug. According to the Next Gen website, quote, "The larger exhibitors have jointly decided that the costs of the event do not justify the returns." In other words, the major players can each find better uses for $10 million than a carpeted acre of visual overstimulation and a Polaroid with Paris Hilton. Keith Boesky, one of the smartest guys I know, compared E3 to the Cold War, where superpowers spent themselves into near bankruptcy trying to impress each other with how much they could afford to waste on pointless one-upmanship. Only in this case, the superpowers are not mere governments, but multinational behemoths like Sony, Microsoft, and Electronic Arts. So we're talking real money. And it seems E3 is no longer useful from an economic standpoint. So, as with the Cold War, it's time to let it die off. Will anyone really miss E3? I doubt it. Most people come to the floor already knowing what they need to know and having already spoken with whomever they need to speak with. In the past few years, it's become more about not wanting to not be there than anything else, and that gets tired pretty fast. In fact, my only takeaway from this year's E3 had nothing to do with the video game industry at all. It was a lesson in urban microeconomics, and I'm happy to share it. If you're like me and you're from LA, you don't stay at a hotel when you attend E3. You drive downtown and park. And if you have to be there early, you might get a $10 space in the official parking structure. If you're also like me, however, and you don't have to show up until later in the day, you're forced to find space off-site, at one of the cram-them-in-like-sardines parking alleys that ring the perimeter of the convention center. This year, the lots directly across the street were charging $70 flat fee. I thought that was a bit excessive, so I drove one block away, where the price was $60. I drove another block away, where it was $50, and so on. I ended up at a $15 lot somewhere near 9th and Olive Street. Keep in mind, this was a beautiful spring day, and the blocks are not terribly long in that part of town, so my entirely pleasant 10-minute stroll saved me $55. On my diet, that's a lot of plankton. Still, the basic laws of supply and demand were very clear in their message. During E3, people in the vicinity of the Los Angeles Convention Center value their time and energy at about $10 a block. $10 a block. Is this a useful statistic? Probably not. But if you multiply this times the expense accounts of thousands of blockophobic, Starbucks-swilling, Southwest-flying, room-serviced, and sushi-fed conventioneers, you'll see why the sudden extinction of a sold-out trade show should come as a surprise to no one. Next time, we'll compare E3 to the rise and fall of another multi-billion-dollar industry trade show. Does anyone remember the VSDA? If you do, you weren't there. Until then, this is Don DiPietro for Ken Radio.